Welcome to episode 470 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning. And we are also joined this morning by producer Gerald.
Good morning.
It's like a record. Is that two or three shows in a row?
Two.
That's a record.
That probably is. Of course, the last year, it's probably a record.
Yeah. Everybody's here 3 weeks in a row. It's only possible. I have vacation time at work. It's the only reason it's happening right now.
Thank God for that, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Use my vacation time to record the show. You're welcome, everybody listening.
You didn't take like a whole week or anything. You just took like today to do the show.
Is what just, you're the, just the time frame during which we record.
Yeah, I get it.
That's exactly what I did. But yeah. Committed. That's what this episode is going to be all about.
Definitely a commitment. That's what we do here. Commitment and consistency.
Gerald, you good? You committed?
I'm committed.
So committed.
Are you consistent?
Yeah, I'm consistent.
Okay. Yeah. I would say you two are the most consistent. Dan's been the most consistent lately.
Not yet. Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. Which is not a good sign for society, but.
Or it is.
It's not. Trust me. I have enough self-awareness to know that if I'm the consistent one, that the downfall is inevitable.
Yeah. Now, before we started recording, we were looking at the Razer makes an air purifier that you wear on your face, which looks like a mask. I want to put it out here on the show, not because I want to talk about masks, but I want to know if you feel like you could wear that in your everyday. Like, do you have the kind of job where that'd be okay?
It's called the Razer Zephyr.
Yep. It's spelled stupid because it's Razer.
Actually, Zephyr is spelled correctly.
Yeah, it's the Razer part that's stupid.
To be fair.
Price tag's not bad. It's $99, but if you'll dive a little deeper, it looks like it's $50 for a 100-day supply of the filters that go inside, though. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be about $150 in filters for the year. In these photos, it looks cool because they're in like the crazy backgrounds. This guy's in a vape shop, apparently.
Yeah, but if you're sitting at your office in your cubicle wearing one of these things, you're the village idiot.
I think so, but I really like them.
I mean, if someone gave me one, sure, I'm not buying one.
Like if you were like if you played esports and like you had to be masked up to go to the event.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Like I would if I had season tickets to like football or something, I would wear this to the games.
Yeah, you dial in the color to match the team.
Yes. But just for, if I walk in and my insurance agent is wearing one of these, I'm out.
I don't know that you can get in the stadium wearing it.
Why not?
Because it looks like a gas mask. It looks like you're about to do some shit.
I suppose you'd have to carry your, carry probably the instruction manual or
you
something.
Have to bring the box. You have to open it there.
Well, it doesn't really look like it covers the whole, like, the face.
No, it's only for, yeah, you're right. It's not for the eyes. Your eyes can still get smoked out.
Yeah, it's not a gas mask. If the security people's, let me tell you, put this, if you had season tickets and you went to wear this and they said no and wouldn't let you in, I feel like you would have a lawsuit.
Yeah, well, you also, whereas those canisters, the end of those canisters, they're perfect to slap a logo on the end of anyways.
Yeah. That might affect the breathing aspect of them, but yeah.
Oh, are those your breathe holes?
Yeah. That's where the filters go.
You just suck harder. Yeah. Oh, how's it connect? What is that?
That's the strap that goes on the back, the back of your head.
Oh, I don't like the way it connects.
Does it go on the back of your head or does it just wrap around your ears?
No, it goes around the back of your head.
Those two pieces snap together and make one.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that. I don't think.
See, Look at
it goes top and bottom.
Oh, so that must be like a soft thing that like
keeps the stretch. You for sure have that line on your neck, though.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's like a pad.
Yeah. I think it looks cool. Check it out. Let me know if you have the kind of job where you could wear that.
I mean, to be you can wear it in any job, but.
You're right, though. If you walked into Farm Bureau and that guy had that on.
Yeah, I'm out. Like, no, cool. Geico it is.
Can you set the colors? Like, or...
Can you see the face in that? There's the nose and the mouth and the two eyes.
It's weird. They refer to it as an air purifier, not as like a mask.
You know what? I bet that those filters are the same ones you can get for any.
Yeah. Well, what I was saying is I have one, those Bane looking masks that I wear like if I'm working with wood or whatever.
Right.
And those little pads that are in there are those.
Yeah.
I'm not going to swear to you what they're made up is the same, but they look just like that.
Just like it. Yep. And that's a smart mask.
It was it called Project Hazel? Is that what it was originally called? That clear one is gangster. Mm-hmm. You could probably get away with wearing that clear one more places.
The white one? Yeah, the white clear one?
Yeah.
Holy
it looks
shit.
Badass at night. Look at that.
Yeah. You can light your whole face up.
If you just got on the bus wearing that, people would be like, hey.
Okay, so that's how it covers.
Oh, yeah. It looks like they've in someone's mouth inside out. Gross. Anyways, it's $100. Check it out. I'm into it. I'm kind of into it.
I mean, I think it's cool. I'm not going to. If someone wants to give me one, cool. Let me know. You can hit up my DMs. I'll give you my address. Ship it to me.
Yeah, slide in all of our DMs. I'll take one too.
I'm not buying one. Oh, I do like those. Yeah.
It's just a cloth mask.
Yeah, so that's how my woodworking one is. It has the two
little things. I don't care. They're freaking Mortal Kombat, man. How did I miss these?
Well, mine's a little bit different, but same idea. It probably takes those same pads. They're not Mortal Kombat. They're anime Mortal Face Mask.
Those right there are Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
No, they're anime Mortal Face Mask.
I get what's happening, but I'm telling you.
Those are cool. Those are on Amazon. $60. Until they get pulled down for copyright.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
Oh, that Fallout?
Yeah, the Nuka-Cola one.
That thing's cool as hell. You can't wear that either, though. You look like a goofy ass with a front of a Massey Ferguson strap to your face with two cans on it.
It does look like you're wearing a fucking international case on your head.
A fucking tractor on your mouth. They're cool looking, though. I like that one side's different than the other on that one.
Yeah.
A little asymmetry for stuff like that. It hurts my brain, but I also like it.
Pretty cool.
People are so creative. That's cool. Oh, Quantum.
Quantum. What website is this? Is this eBay?
Etsy.
I can get behind some Etsy.
Yeah, Etsy's cool. I actually played video games, and I want to talk about them.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. So I've been setting up like a proper desk.
Mm-hmm.
Like I bought one of those sit-standing desks, the adjustable ones. Got the button you hold up or down. It goes up or down. And I've been trying to get dial in the desk. But the other day I was sitting there and I was like, I should hook my Amazon Luna up to the computer.
Uh-huh.
Because I never play it. I want to be clear, right. Never. And I was like, it seems like I may play it over there more than a TV. I have the flexi spot standing desk if you want to pull it up. The white one with the maple top.
Pull it up.
It's a nice looking desk. Anyways, so I'm like, how much of a pain in the ass is this going to be? to hook up to the computer. So I open the, you know, I go to whatever the browser is, and it's like, hey, there's an app for your computer. It's like, okay. So I click on it, installs the app in like 2 seconds, open it up, get my controller out of the case that it's been in for like 6 months. I push the button on the controller. Like, how the hell do you sync this thing? And he goes, hey, controller synced. And I was like, well, all right, that was easier than expected.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down, hit the button, game started. I was like, well, this is magical. Because it worked immediately. I'm talking like 2 minutes start to finish. I was playing a game with a controller on a platform where it wasn't even installed.
Right.
I mean, I had to log in, but that was the bulk of the 2 minutes. But I ended up playing... I forgot the name of it already. It's called Hoka Life? H-O-K-K-O? Life?
Hoka Life?
This is a this Animal Crossing clone. And I keep playing it. It's not good. It's not great. It's not bad. It's good. It's not great. H-O-K-K-O Life. But I could see me wasting a lot of time on it. You can fish, you catch bugs, you can plant crops. I'm like fixing up the town right now. There's new areas to unlock. And it's the perfect game to play on Luna because I have noticed some hiccups here and there. Mm-hmm. So I've played three times. The first time I played, it was the most silky smooth experience I've probably ever had with Luna. Like resolution was fine. No slowdown, no nothing. Second time was pretty good. Last night when I played, it was pretty hiccupy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was like, my experience when I played Luna as well. Is it consistency isn't quite there yet?
Yeah, but see, here's where you can get crazy. Did you see that they took that and actually added a throw pillow to it?
Mm-hmm.
You can customize shit like crazy. Like you can even like you could put like a more legs on chairs. You can take legs away. Like you can really customize stuff.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. And so, like, see, here they are making that little sweater or that rainbow vest shirt, which you can do in Animal Crossing, too. But, like, the level of customization to furniture and stuff is crazy different.
Instead of just here, buy this table, put this table here.
Yeah, you can buy that table, and then you can totally change what that table looks like. It's neat, though. It's, when I first got in, I was like, holy shit, this is just a bad Animal Crossing. But then, like, once you play it for a little while, you see, like, the little quirks that it has. Some things, like, the fishing is way more complicated than it needs to be. It should be a button press like it is in Animal Crossing. It's like a whole-ass, like, bass sim for some reason. where I have to fight the line different directions and reel it in. But it's really neat. But it's also made me think that there is a world in which Luna can work. It's just not for, like, I'm not going to play Far Cry on it.
Right.
But for games like this, there's a bunch of puzzle games I was looking at on there that I want to check out. You know, there's a lot of things I think it makes sense for. And I would like to start using it for those things. But for me to be gone for that long, it was easy to get back into, I will say.
That's good. I got my Luna and my Stadia both hooked up in my bedroom, which is, I don't think, a very good place for them because I don't ever play in there.
Right.
But I did hook my PS4 back up and get all the updates done for it that it needed.
You gonna play it?
I think so. I still want to play Miles Morales. I haven't played that yet, and I do still want to play that. And of course, Far Cry is coming, or Far Cry. Horizon Zero Dawn is coming out next month, so I'll probably get that for the PS4 and play that.
Yeah. I've thought about it the other day. I've got my PS4 in the bedroom hooked up. I thought about just switching on, updating, and just poking around, just remembering what it was like.
Yeah. I like Sony's answer to not being able to make enough PS5s, too.
PS4s are available?
Yeah, we're going to make more PS4s.
So I went to Walmart yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And they had Series S and Series X on the shelf.
I've seen some Series S's around here.
First time I've ever seen them both on the shelf.
No X's.
Yeah, when I went back through, the X was gone. They only had one, but they still had like two or three S's, which is weird that they're finally starting to be available. It's weird to see them in a store.
It's nice. I like it.
Now, I will say that's only the second time I've ever seen Xboxes in a store at all, the last time I bought one. So I wouldn't say they're becoming more regularly available here. That's just the second time ever, but I've only seen a PS5 in a store once. That's Target here had PS5 one time.
Yeah. I really like my my Series S. I've said it before, I like it. I really do.
Yeah, I think the systems are really doing two different things right now.
I do, and I think that's super important.
Yep.
The issue is I think the Series S is doing more of what I want than what the PS5 would offer me. Like, I don't even think about the PS5 really, about needing to get one or wanting to get one or trying to get one or anything. I'm out of that mindset at this point. I'm pretty sure that at some point I'll end up getting one, but hell, it might not be until it's the PS5 Slim.
Yeah.
You know,
Pro, Slim, whatever they decide to do.
Whatever they decide to call it, and drop it to $300 or whatever.
For sure not that part, but I hear you.
You know what I mean. It's just, I don't feel like it's something I need to have right now.
I mean, I get that.
Gerald, but I also understand that the Microsoft ecosystem is doing something different. It isn't for everybody. Some people prefer the Sony ecosystem, and that's fine. But as far as what I'm looking for, I think that's offering me the most bang for my buck, so to speak. It's giving me what I want. Because whether I play a game or not, I get on the Xbox every day. Whether it's to see what's new in Game Pass or see what's new in the store, or most of the time it's to see what's new for the rewards that I can earn, what I need to do. But I'm on it every day.
I've had my Xbox for a while now. I don't know what the deal is. I love what it does, the idea of it, but it's like, you know, when I opened up Luna, I was like, look at all these games I have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't see this game that I'm playing now, I would have just shut it back off like I did the last time I turned it on.
Right.
And it's the same way with my Stadia. It's the same way. I almost think I'm overwhelmed by too many options. And that's the way I feel when I open up Game Pass. I'm like, oh, there's 9,000 things I can play. I don't know what to play. I want to play this. I want to play this. I want to play this. And I shut it off. I think for the way that I've felt lately, I need commitment before I ever turn it on and what I'm going to play.
That's fair.
And I can't seem to be strong enough willed to figure that out on some of these other things. So like opening up and playing that Hoku Life or whatever it is, has been pretty nice. I don't even browse. I just straight to it. You know, as soon as Luna opens it, whatever you last played is up top. I just click on it and I'm done. Because I've just been, I don't know. I felt like when I have too many, it's like when I go to a restaurant and the menu is like 6 pages long, I'm like, I just want to eat somewhere else because it's too many fucking options. I can't believe they're going to be good at them. Which is not the case with the games, but it just freaks me out when there's too many options. Like, I need less options at this point in my life.
Yeah, I can understand that, but I'm completely different. When I'm going to get on, I have no idea what I'm on. Most of the time, I have no idea what I want to play. I just know I want to play. I want to play something, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
And that's where the ecosystem works for me, because I can go through the games that I have installed. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like playing any of those right now. I can go into Game Pass would be like, what do I feel like doing? Yeah, I feel like just shooting shit in the face. Cool, I'll download Doom. That gives me exactly what I want out of it. I feel like playing something that's kind of like Life is Strange. I'll download this adventure. I'll play this adventure game. And the cool thing is, I don't even have to download them. I can play them cloud. Most of them are cloud gaming now. So, you know, it works for me more than it does for you. But we're looking for two different experiences. But I think that's the beauty this generation of Microsoft and Sony is, yes, they're both gaming consoles, but they both offer two completely different experiences.
You know what I need? I need Game Pass to have a random button.
Yeah.
I load up. I hit random. It takes me to the game. Either I play it or I download it right from there, and that's what I play. I need it to decide for me.
And the cloud gaming is a game changer. I mean, for me, yeah, anyway.
I think so. Gerald, are you any closer now that they're becoming available, to one of these consoles?
No.
All right, good talk. Don't feel the need?
No. I still have so many other PlayStation 4 games I haven't even touched.
I like how you Batman that no, too.
No. No.
Swear to me.
Be alive.
Where are the drugs?
What about the PSVR 2? Does that excite you at all, seeing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No.
As someone who feels like they have a better solution to VR already, I'm like, I'm going to get that. I like some of the things it's doing. The eye tracking, the cameras, the controllers. I like it integrated with the system. It's not going to be wireless, it sounds like, so that sucks. Does sound like it's going to have one cord, though.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. One trunk. But that's exciting to me. I like that Sony's still... I'll never believe that PlayStation VR ever made its money back. But I love that they're still all in on that technology. I think if they could get to a spot where they were selling PlayStation VR that was like Quest 2, where you didn't need a platform to play, you could just go to the store and buy a PlayStation VR and go home and play it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're really on to something. The problem is Quest is so good and the price is coming down. I mean, for $300, you can be in an Oculus Quest. You no longer need Facebook. They fixed that. And so the entry level to get a really good wireless VR is something I don't think Sony could ever touch.
Right.
But it may not matter. There's no reason you can't be the expensive option when it comes to wireless too. But I would love to see them take that technology and separate it, keep the PlayStation name, but separate it from having to have the... Because, I mean, if you think about it now, that thing's probably $500, and then you already had to buy the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to be $1,000 to play VR on a PlayStation. I mean, that's going to appeal to a very specific audience.
I think we said that when VR originally came out, though.
Yeah.
Holds true, yeah.
But when VR originally came out, your other options were just as expensive.
True. Actually, they were more expensive.
Yeah, and so, but now there is an alternative.
Quite a bit. I mean, what the next closest was $700, I think, at the time.
You know, now there's an alternative that's cheaper and, you know,
but arguably better.
Yeah, well, it looks like if you look at what they said as far as specs goes, it does seem like the PSVR will be a little better than the Quest 2 as far as performance, but... Let me tell you, it's so easy to play VR in the Quest. Like, I take the thing out of my case, mm-hmm. I put it on my head, I push a button, I grab my controllers, and I'm playing.
Yeah.
I don't care how easy it is, one quarter or not, it won't be that easy.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
YGN's got like a comparison that looks the most complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see.
Right.
It has the OLED screen, refreshes a little better.
Tracking.
Or pixels per eye, I should say. Yeah, it does have eye tracking, which is cool. It'll allow you to move without moving. You should be able to cut your eyes and the camera will actually, or your field of view will actually change without ever doing anything, which is the way real life works.
Right.
And so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's cool to see them talking about it. It's probably holiday this year, I would guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't think you do yourself any good to bring it up 2 years before it comes out. So my guess is it's holiday.
No more move controllers. That's nice.
Yeah, no need for a camera either because it uses the internal cameras it has.
Which is awesome. So how you played? It was Hookah Life?
No, we got back into playing Rocket League.
So I know last week you said you sucked at it.
Yeah, well, that's the same. But friend of the show, Pat Man, friend of the show, Marshall 205, we've been playing that. And then me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, have also been playing Fall Guys.
Well, you got back into that, huh?
So everything is different in there. But yeah, so we jump in, we play Fall Guys until Pat Man gets on, and then we've been switching over to Rocket League. So I've played more video games in the last week than I have in the last 6 months, probably.
Yeah.
As far as consistency, I've played pretty much every day. I got Jurassic World Evolution 2. I didn't even play it yet. So I found it at Walmart for $10. Well, it was the same price it was on sale for online. So I bought it.
Wait, $10? You mean for $10 cheaper?
Yep, $10 cheaper. $10 off, $12 off, whatever it was. It was exactly whatever it was on Amazon. So I ended up getting it, came home, bought the DLC pack for it. It comes with the stuff I want as far as water stuff goes, because you can add water dinosaurs to the park now. Which is the most badass, but I haven't even played it because I've been either tied up with something I have to do at home or playing something with them. So it's actually been a pretty good week as far as video games go for me. I did get my Switch out. I turned it on. I looked at everything and I turned it right back off. I didn't play a single thing on it. Charged up my Quest. Didn't even put it on, just charged it up, which I like to do periodically, keep the batteries fresh. Because it's been all... it's been all Luna and PS5, but I want to get the Stadia on the computer as well and set up and ready to play over there.
Yeah.
Because I think that I'll actually use them on the computer in a way that I'm just not going to do on the TV. So.
Makes sense.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, I find sitting at the desk and playing makes it feel more like I'm, I guess, PC gaming, so to speak, even though I'm not PC gaming.
Right.
But I think that aspect of things will help me with Google and Amazon if I can get those hooked up. I don't know if I told you guys, I did end up getting the HDMI switcher for all my stuff.
No, I don't think you are. I didn't hear you if you did.
But I'm in sort of a tight spot now because I got to figure something out because I got 5 things to hook up. Four slots. So I got to figure that out.
Yeah, I've been in that point for a while. What saved me is the Philips Hue sync. So it takes 4 inputs itself. And then on my other side, I have like another switcher because I'm all in on HDMI ports. I can't get enough.
Yeah. Now, what I am thinking is I'm thinking I might be able to get away with. Oh, there's a 5-in-1 out. That would be nice. What I am thinking is I can plug one thing into my PC or into my laptop and plug the other things into the switcher. Yeah. Because the PC is running on the switcher or the laptop's running on the switcher. So
these are fine, but make sure you get one that auto switches.
Well, I got one that has, mine doesn't auto switch, just got a button.
Yeah, my first one had a button and a remote. But the one I have now auto switches and life's so much better.
Well, it's not bad for me because most of the time it's just sitting on my Xbox. Yeah, I leave it on that one. But I've got it right here. Like, I can literally reach it from here.
Yeah. But like I said, I use the Hue box for almost everything now. And so anything you turn on, you can turn auto switching on or off, but it automatically just switches, or you can do it with your voice.
And mine came with a remote too, but I don't ever use it.
Yeah. TV makers, they gotta understand. I need everything hooked up to that bad boy.
Yeah. I hear that.
And I do mean everything. I don't even know if I talked about it. I got the gradient strip for the Philips Hue gradient strip for my TV that goes behind the TV.
Yeah, I think you did.
That allows you to dial in the color even more.
Yeah.
Because each light can be individual. And then I still have the two play lights that go on the side that kind of push the light, you know, down the wall.
Now, are they immersive?
Yeah.
You can change it. They change with the screen.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And it was good before when I had three play lights. It's excellent now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at the point now where I could do the I'm ready for the Star Wars video on YouTube. Like, I'm ready to post that because my lights are really good now. The problem I have is that a lot of these videos where it looks the most badass, they have white walls, and I have a dark colored wall that it's up against.
Yeah.
So my light's maybe not as vibrant as some other ones, but it's really on point now. Like, I was watching the football game last night, and a dude walked by with his helmet was right at the top of the TV, and his red helmet like walked across my screen up top,
like
my wall. And I was like, man, it's really, 'cause I have it on high intensity right now, which I usually don't put it on, just to see how good the tracking was. And it's pretty damn good with that gradient strip. The problem I have is, you see how that one's draped around the back of the TV?
Yeah.
Like it. I don't know how to. Yeah, you see that right there? I don't know how to tell it that that's what I'm doing. So it treats that entire strip as if it's the top of my television.
Ah.
So my play lights fix it because they face out and they overpower that gradient strip. But I'm not sure how to fix it. I'm not sure how to tell it, hey, my TV is this size, so I need you to use this as the side. Because if I could figure that out, and it's probably somewhere in the settings, but if I could figure that out, it would probably be the most incredible thing ever. Because it's pretty fucking good as it is.
Yeah.
But I've really been messing with it a lot lately. I didn't use it much before. I was had to turn it on and do all that. But I've had it going like almost every night.
And yeah, mine stays on. At night, it's used like a nightlight downstairs.
Yeah.
Because it's still, you know, it's got the, because I have the monster, not monster, the Agovi one. So it's got like the little camera tracker thing that's on it. So even if it's tracking black, it'll make it like almost like a really dark purple light on the back of the wall. So it kind of acts like a nightlight. If you walk downstairs, you don't have to turn all the lights on, you can see.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I like that. It was also a much cheaper alternative. Some people would say you shouldn't say cheaper, you should say less expensive, but it was cheaper.
Go to a Govee, go to Amazon. They have this new light rail thing that's super cool looking.
Yeah, but it's got like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like plastic and kind of thick looking.
Yep. I mean, it kind of like, you can make like a corner out of it.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Like, it's like fucking Hot Wheels track.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was eyeballing it last night because let me tell you, on my time off, I've spent an unacceptable amount of time on Amazon.
It's G-O-V-E-E. Light bar.
That thing to the right.
Yeah, all the way. Yeah. Yeah, that thing is cool.
Yeah, that thing is cool as hell. Look at
I've almost some of bought those that pictures. A couple times.
Yeah, the Nano Leaf stuff is cool as hell too. But man, Nano Leaf is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this isn't expensive. This is $100. That guy's a fucking moron because he's made an L out of his, but you can do cool stuff with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are neat. See how they have the nice, soft, like, yeah, those are fucking cool.
I like them, too. And they just kind of slide into each other like wainscoting.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's just a light strip in there.
Right.
With connectors on the end. But that's
super cool. I mean, look
at the way they... Yeah, yeah. Those are badass applications.
Yeah.
Joel, how long until you just smart home your house fully?
Time. Probably a little. Until I get a new house. Once you get a new house. Well, I've got three things now.
I mean, that's good, but I need you to have all the things. Because that way what I can't buy and Dan can't buy, you could buy, and then I can feel good about everything.
Like the light bar.
Like that light bar.
I wouldn't buy the light bar. I'm not... It doesn't impress me at all.
Nano Leaf has a...
How cool would that be, like, around, like, my Lego shelves, though?
Apparently it wouldn't be cool at all. It doesn't impress Gerald any.
Yeah. Okay, Shania Twain. Got it. That don't impress me much. Okay,
I understand. I understand. go to Nano Leaf. N-A-N-O Leaf. They have a wood one that's going to... I'm going to try to maybe put this above my desk. Because the wood pattern's like the same. You'll know it when you see it. Those they make see their little light bar things, those triangles.
Yeah.
They make them too that are cool. It's just
I don't like those as much. The Nano Leaf Elements wood look.
Yeah. These look super.
Do they light up?
Yeah, click on the video. They look super classy to me.
Oh.
Do that video? There's like someone's got them matched to their fireplace and I got about half hard. Is there no video on this? Somehow I watched a video. But they look good even when they're not on. Like they look like a piece of art up there. You can put them in any arrangement you want. But yeah.
How much are they though?
Oh, they're expensive. It's Nano Leaf. They're like $225 or something.
There you go.
I watched that video from Amazon, so I'm not sure why you're not seeing it on there, because I for sure watched it from there. Nano Leaf Elements wood.
Your countertop, that's a sous vide.
Oh, that's my jam right there. Look at that.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, that thing's fucking awesome. Yeah, I've been researching the hell out of that.
Yeah, with the starch attachment?
Yep.
Yeah, I want that.
I would need that attachment.
Yeah, I need that thing. It's $800 though.
I know how much it is. It's a lot.
See, they look nice right there, like that. If I walked in, I wouldn't be mad if I came in and saw that, but look at that.
Yeah.
They appear to only do like whites. It looks like they do like the warm and the bright.
Bright and warm, yep. Like a yellow and a...
Yeah. But when they get them going with this fire, that I think you'll see in a second, shit looks great. Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
They got a raging inferno in their house, which I don't support, but those Nano Leafs look good with it. Looks so good that Firefly's like, what's up?
There's the Firefly. It's like fucking stealing my shtick.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what the top of my desk kind of looks like, that color.
Yeah, what's the price on those things?
I want to think they're $225.
Four or five of them?
I don't know how many they come with. Flip back to the Zahn. 250?
Seven
of them.
So you can make a hexagon out of the hexagons. Got it. Yeah. You can get them at GameStop.
They're ever expanding, though, I believe. You could just keep on.
Well, yeah, you could just keep adding on.
You can spend $500. You could do like...
But I bet you can't buy one panel.
No, I'm sure not. You could buy another set.
I'm sure you can buy another seven. That's how they work. Yeah, that's cool.
I just think it would look good with my setup. But I have been all in on everything. I was trying to find a desk mat that was the color leather I wanted that had a built-in wireless charger, and I poured like 4 hours of my life into that.
What do you mean a desk mat? like,
you know, like the big leather like mats that just lay down. I put your keyboard and your mouse on it. Keeps from having like a mouse pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one of those like that, but I want it to be, I want a leather one, like a nice one. But my iMac is like the green color. It's like a mint color almost. And so I was looking for a desk mat that was like a mint colored leather, which they make plenty of, but not one that has a built-in wireless charger.
Right.
Because I want to just be able to lay my phone beside it and let it charge while I'm doing it. And the ones that do have wireless chargers, most of those look like the Razer made them. They're all RGB'd up and everything. I just don't need that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them.
I'm not playing games on my computer like that. I did put a Philips Hue light behind there that shines up on the wall and under lights for the desk, too. And I have them set to the same green that's the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one of the Philips Hue buttons, and they're fantastic. They're a little bitty tiny circle about the size of a quarter, and they're magnetic on the back. And so
they just stick to the back of it?
Yeah, my desk is a metal frame, so I just stuck it right to the, like, side piece of my desk where you can't even see it. I just reach under there, and when I click it, all the desk lights come on at once. All set to the same green color that matches the computer. So I'm super happy with that. I have that round light right there. So I have that behind the monitor that points up onto the wall. And then under it, I just have their light strip. So those wood things would look really good up there. See that Hue button? It's that little bitty round thing over there. It doesn't look like that anymore. Now it's the size of a light switch if you use the plate.
Yeah.
But you don't have to use the plate. You can just use that little button, and it's a magnet. So you can stick it to anything.
You still have to, what's it run into?
It runs off the Hue dock, base, whatever they call theirs, the hub.
Hub?
Yeah. For all Hue stuff, you've got to have the hub.
Yeah, because I have a hub.
Yeah, so you just buy that button, and you literally just sync it, and you tell it what you want it to do. So you have options. I mean, you can totally customize that button. So you can say, when I push this button, I want these lights to come on and change this color. I want this light to come on and change this color. I want this to turn on and be white. Like, you can get real specific with one button press. And then if I hold it, it'll dim the lights. If I just click it again, it turns off. You can make it go through different scenes when you do it. You can say, if I push this button during this time frame to do this. I mean, it's totally customizable. So you can go in and say, if I push it during daylight hours, I want bright light. But if I touch it at night, I want warm light. And it doesn't override, like, the voice stuff still works as well. It's just another way to use it. And it was pretty inexpensive. That one's $50, but I think I paid like $24 for it. It wasn't very expensive. Amazon. It wasn't too bad for like that kind of stuff.
Cool. Gerald, what'd you play this week?
A little bit of Animal Crossing and a whole bunch of Star Wars Battlefront 2 to try to get that platinum.
Chasing that platinum.
Yeah, I should have it either by tonight or Wednesday.
Those are two very different time periods.
Depends on how much I play today.
Are you ready to have the platinum? Are you going to keep playing? Are you enjoying playing still?
It's fun, but I'm spending too much time on it when I'm missing out on other games. I went from level 35 like on Sunday when we did the last podcast, and I'm on level 45. Saturday and Sundays,
50?
Yeah, and you need to get 50. So Saturday and Sundays are double XP, but Wednesday's triple XP. Whatever I don't get today, I'll finish it off on Wednesday.
Got it.
Then I'll find another game. I started up Minecraft again because I saw that you can that they added the Microsoft account on there. So basically you can sign in and play all your Minecraft games on whatever system you want to play it on. So my home from the Switch, I can play on my PlayStation 4 or vice versa.
That's pretty cool. Did they ever get the Realms going on PlayStation side?
Yeah, they did.
So that means we could all jump in and out as we please, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not against getting back into that if we could all pop in and pop out.
Because we wanted to.
Yeah, I like the idea of
as
that.
As we were on.
Yeah, the problem we had before is that everybody, I had to be on or whoever had to be on if we're going to be in that world. The idea that you could all just be in there when you wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I might could get behind that.
Yeah, and I know that for the show Marshall 205, he would love to dive back in. I could be in there in VR.
Mm-hmm. You could be in there in VR, yeah.
Toss my phone. I'm going to retrieve it. I'll be back.
Okay. You enjoy.
Yeah, now I got to figure out what game I'm going to play next. Either am I going to try to finish platinum something or just finish playing a game?
Fair enough.
Or play something completely new. I still have several games on my shelf over here that I haven't even opened.
Well, that's not a situation I have. Cool.
You don't even have a plan on what's next?
Mm-mm. Hmm.
It's not like you. What about Hitman? I thought you were playing Hitman.
I was.
Not into it?
You have to play Hitman 1 and Hitman 2. You're kind of doing the same thing. Hitman 2 has a lot of the same missions on Hitman 1. So if I play Hitman 1, then I go back to Hitman 2, and I'm going to play most of the same levels over again. I don't really want to do that.
That's fair.
I get that, yeah.
Get that?
Yeah, I do get that. I'm really trying to simplify my life and switch over everything. Like, I just want to do Hue lights everywhere. I don't want anything else. I'm trying to get rid of all my, like, outdoor yard stuff that's not the same brand. Like, I'm really just trying to make things streamlined.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like it's too much going on. And I say that because I was going to tell Gerald I could probably help him with some of his smart home stuff because I'm going to be getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Okay, me and mine too. I'll pay shipping.
Yeah, I'll have to give it to Gerald and y'all can work that out.
Yeah.
I don't have the ability to ship anything.
That'll definitely happen that way. Whatever. Just to me because all them bozos that buy your shit on fucking eBay, you got no problem shipping to.
Yeah.
It's your friends that you fuck over. Got it.
The one thing you paid for, I shipped to you.
That's true.
It's the free stuff. I can't bring myself to go to all the trouble. But I just have a bunch of bulbs. There's nothing wrong with them. And I've got some... I've not committed to a smart home plug yet, but I think I'm ready to. I think I want to decide what I'm going to use, and that's all I'm going to use. I think part of some of the complications I have is that there's just too many different systems in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be easy to diagnose a problem if I was using one app.
True.
Like I have SmartThings still hooked up and literally nothing runs through SmartThings anymore. Everything runs through the Echo, really, for the most part. Everything is hubbed through that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need to get a good hub. I think I still want to use SmartThings, but I need to go back and add everything back into it.
Right.
Which will take some time. And I just need to get everything set back up and smooth and all one switch, all one light. And try to stay as few brands as possible, I think. Like, Hue makes switches, smart switches. They're overpriced. Don't really want to use them. But, like, it may be worth it to have everything on the same system. Those TP-Link ones I have, they work nice, but, you know, I have a Wemo. It works nice also. I have the SmartThings switches. They work nice. I have the Amazon ones. They work nice.
I'll take the TP-Links. That's what most of my lighting is.
Yeah. I don't think I have any bulbs, but I definitely have those smart switches, and I like those switches. But I just feel like whatever, I'm just trying to streamline and get things sorted out where I don't have a million different.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, when I started, it was about making things do anything I can make them do. Now it's like I want to really get a good system set up that I don't have any hiccups out of.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I really don't, even though I've got a few different systems set up, I really don't have any problems. And when I do, it's actually really easy to fix. Because I actually don't have that many ecosystems that I'm using for, I mean, I have like three, I think, which really isn't that bad.
It's, I mean, that's not bad at all. I unfortunately have a hot mess of smart home over here. I mean, I've even got some of the cheap, like, you know, like Chinese, like no name, like unbranded switches that I use, and they work too. Like they're integrated into Amazon where it's the same as turning any other switch on.
Right.
But it's just like a lot going on. And also like over the years of having this, as I move stuff around, I have shit that's named the wrong thing. And so I can open it from the app, but to turn it on, I can't even use the voice control because it may be called a Christmas tree and it's a coffee pot or whatever.
Yeah.
Just where I've been lazy, and you have to go change the name in one system and then go in and change the name in another system or resync it. I just need to get everything really streamlined and kind of buttoned up and nice. And I think the easiest way for me to do that is just start eliminating the amount of different brands and interfaces that I have to go through. I was still looking at that Brilliant Switch, and it looks like they finally integrated the Google into the Brilliant Switch. So I still think I kind of want one of those to be a nice little hub for the living room because right. It's got the screen on it.
Right.
Yeah, it's that the second row. I don't know what that top row stuff is.
The Brilliant 2 there.
Yeah. I want the one that's got the two swipies on it. Because that's what my living room has. Yeah, that one. I'm really thinking strongly about that. It works with literally everything now. Like 2,500 different systems. But it works with Nest, and it works with Amazon, and it all that. So if you ring my doorbell, it automatically pops up on there. Control all the systems through that little tablet. It wires straight into like a double gang.
What's that thing run?
It's a little high. It's like $400.
Yeah.
$349.
Does it mount on the wall?
It does. So you take your light switch out and put that in. Your two little sliders over there are for the lights that it actually replaces. Or whatever you want it to be for. But you can also like select a certain light and go ahead and drag, you know, control that from there. It does work with Philips Hue. It works with smart things. Like I said, Nest, Amazon, Ring, all of that stuff.
Cool. It's
compatible. They have single, double, and quad, I think. But I've really been debating getting one of those and switching over to that kind of as my main hub.
Mm-hmm.
My worry there, though, is I'm not trying to be douchey with my brands, but I'm trying to stay with the high-end brands because I just don't think they'll disappear.
Right.
Like, so much of Philips's business is in Hue, they're not going to stop making it.
Right.
But, like, I have a fear every day that Samsung will just quit smart things.
Yeah. Like, I can understand Sans if you being worried about Samsung.
Yep.
But, honestly, like the TP-Link, I don't think we'll see that go away. I think that's one of the better – I think it's a pretty big part of what TP-Link does now is their smart stuff.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, Google's fucking mere seconds away from shutting down Nest at any point.
Yeah.
Or Google Home.
Yeah. But I think it's worth it for Google, so I think that'll be okay. I don't think it's going to go the way of Google Glass. And I think TP-Link is a safe. If you're looking to get into it, I think TP-Link is a safe bet as well.
I've been around a while doing it. I mean, that one of my first bulbs was a TP-Link back when you had to get real stupid to sync stuff up. And the same thing for the Cree. Cree was my first smart bulb ever, and you had to like do a little dance with your light switch to sync it.
Yep, that, but, you know, TP-Link, this is what they do. You know, my mesh system is a TP-Link. I have smart plugs and stuff that are TP-Link. But if you go to their website, that's like what they do now.
Yeah.
Routers, mesh Wi-Fi, and smart stuff. That's about all you get from TP-Link.
Yeah, I think just be careful in choosing your systems because there's some stuff I just think you see disappear, and that's what scares me about that Brilliant. They make like that product basically,
right?
They do have some switches, but you don't want to integrate into a system that shuts down.
No, because then you're just left with it.
Yeah, Google emailed me like 2 weeks ago and said, "Hey, we're shutting your router down," because I use the old OnHub, which Google ended up buying. And right now it just works as like a access point for my mesh system, but they're shutting it down. So I like have to go in there and swap out that one with one of the extra mesh ones I have because it won't work anymore.
Right.
It's kind of a pain in the dick when stuff like that happens. And I've had Amazon products get eliminated, you know, and Google offered me, I think, 50% off of a new mesh replacement, but I have one already. You know, Amazon.
Who do you use for mesh?
Google.
Okay.
Google Home. Yeah. Yeah, those little pods.
Yeah.
And they do a good job, but that was my main router still was
the, well, that's what I got out of.
On Hub. Yeah,
I used, it's out of TP-Link too. I think I got the Deca 5. I mean, mine's pretty old. Mine's like 3 years old.
I use that third one. The first two are the new ones. I use the third one with the light bar there. That one.
Not
that. That one.
That one.
Mm-hmm. So I have three of those, and then I had my main one, but I've got another three pack that I picked up on the cheap. So,
yeah, like if it tells you anything about how old my mesh system is, the big selling point on it at the time was that it was all set up for Wi-Fi 5 that hadn't come out yet.
Right.
And now we're on Wi-Fi 6. So,
I mean, if it's working though.
Oh yeah, I mean it works great. It does. But now with my wife working at home, we're using a lot more. I mean, if I go out like right now, and I'm getting good service out of everything. Don't get me wrong. You're right. There is no reason to change. It's just I'm that asshole who wants new stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But like right now, I go on here, I look and I can see. Like right now, my wife is watching TV. I am on here. I have nothing else on technically. Like my PlayStation's off, all that. I have 22 things online.
I'm scared to pull mine up. Every time I bitch about my internet being shitty, then I open it up and see how many things I have connected. I just want to shut up.
Right, right. No, I get it.
I'm like, that's all me.
I get it.
Let's see. Wi-Fi. I have 47 connected right now.
Yeah, I have 22 right now.
So that you see that like the tall the cylinder with the grayish black one, it's the towards the end there. That's the on hub. That's what I was using. So that's that thing's all. It still works. That was my main base. And then all the Google pods connect to it.
Right.
So it still exists. It still works fine. They're not going to update it anymore. So like where that platform is where that platform will be.
So they basically bought it to discontinue that competition.
Well, so it was confusing. So it's on hub by like TP-Link actually makes this. It's on hub and it's designed to work for Google. So it's like the most confusing. So when I bought it, it was branded on Hub.
It should be a red flag when you look at that price for that. A wireless router hub is $60.
Yeah.
Well, something's going on.
Well, here's the crazy thing about that. First off, that thing, I've had that for, I'm going to say 5 years. And when I purchased it, it wasn't part of a like hub mesh system. It was literally just a router.
Right.
It was branded on Hub by Google, but it was manufactured by TP-Link. Then when Google came out with their own, they incorporated it in there since it was already branded and it just worked as if another mesh.
Right.
And it still does, but it's going to not be updated anymore. And eventually there's probably going to be some compatibility issues, I would guess.
Yeah, so I just probably need
to swap it out. But yeah, that thing has been a hell of a router for me.
And a lot of people, I have no complaints about mine either. I do firmly believe that mesh is the way to go, though, if you're in a large, if you're in a certain size house. Sometimes even if you're not. But the way my house is set up, I have to go mesh, or I will not have Wi-Fi in every room the way I need it.
What are you using?
I just have one Wi-Fi router.
You got a Nighthawk or something?
No, it's a, I think it's a Lynx key. Yeah. Lynxy.
Lynxus?
Yeah, Lynxus, whatever. I have one of those. I have 9 devices online right now, but 30 total.
9 devices online, not bad.
No, that explains why you don't need a mesh system.
Yeah, I have 47 right now that all feel like they need a little piece of my internet.
Yeah, I have 22 with 40 offline.
Which I probably need to go through my offline because some of them are probably older phones or like relatives' phones that were hooked in.
I don't know how to see offline, and I'm glad because I'll be even more depressed. That'll probably hurt my feelings if I can see. Oh, here they are. It doesn't count them, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ron will get back to us in about 10 minutes after he counts his 300 devices.
Yeah, he's going to be here a good bit. But yeah, I got a ton of stuff on here.
41, but a lot of these I don't even have anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same situation. And a lot of these I have, like family members have hooked up to the Wi-Fi for their phones and stuff, like you were saying, Gerald. Yeah, I got some.
Yeah, I do need to go in and clean that up a little bit. That's pissing me off to see all that bullshit. Like the one of the Amazon products that like shut down is still like in offline mode. And that thing's not even. That ain't a thing anymore.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff that I could delete too.
You would be proud of me. We've been using the hell out of our Roomba.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
We have it. Have a program to go every other day.
Did you name it?
It just says Roomba.
Oh. So no.
No. Well, it's a start. It's a start, Gerald. Mm-hmm. Need you to get that thing a name. Start treating like a family member. Cook for it. Put his plate on top of it.
She wants to get the where it auto empties.
Yeah, that thing's super high, and the Roomba one you have to pay for those cartridges.
Yeah,
I think I'm still gonna do the service.
You're still thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I've got my living room pretty Roomba proof, but the new desk I have set up is not. But I ordered a little shelf that mounts under it where I can put the surge strip and everything, kind of hide it all out of the way and get only no cords on the ground so the Roomba can get back to doing its thing. But yeah, I'm still thinking about that. I think that's the most cost effective way to do it if you want the one that empties itself so that you're on a subscription service.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Shark one is pretty nice, does a good job, I keep hearing, and it doesn't use cartridges. It's cheaper, too. It just empties to a bin that you can dump out, where that Roomba empties these little bag things. My design. It's one more thing they can charge you for.
Right.
You ever use yours anymore, Dan?
No, not right now.
Yeah.
Not with... all the kids' toys in the living room.
Just be smashing into them.
Basically. And his mat is down and he's got different toys down and it would just keep. It's not worth it right now.
Yeah, I get that.
What we are thinking about doing is because eventually it won't be long here and I will have, we'll have a bathroom done. So then I can get the flooring down in the hallway. And that just leaves two rooms that we have left that we need to get the carpets out of. And once we do that, we'll probably hook something up to that for upstairs. Cause it'll be all hardwood.
Yep.
At that point. So, but at that point I'll probably want to upgrade. Cause you know, I got a 3-year-old D-Bot.
You've had pretty good luck out of it though, right?
I have had real good luck out of it. Yeah.
Would you stay with them?
Probably not, just because they don't offer the upgrades that like Roomba and Shark do.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a self-emptying option. They don't have a mop option. Well, they have a separate mop option. I would want one that does both.
Yeah, that emptying option is something else for me. I really want that because mine's full every 20 seconds somehow.
Yeah, I mean, that's how my D-Bot was. It got plus we had three animals.
Yeah, well, that's my problem is the animal fur.
Animal hair.
But it's got a container on it the size of a fucking Coke can. So it does like one baseboard. And it's like, hey.
Yeah, like mine's even. Yeah, right.
Unload me.
It's like half a Coke can, actually.
Yeah. So I like the one that empties itself. I do have the mop separately, but I don't mind that. I run both. I have the two mops and I run them both. I like the one actually sprays and the other one comes behind it and cleans. So I do the little one, let it spray the whole floor down. Then I have the bigger one come back. I want that M6 or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That white one. That's like the fourth one. That one. That JetBot, that Samsung that's beside it, I've heard really good things about that.
Yeah, that thing's incredibly expensive as well.
It looked cheaper on that thing that just popped up. Yeah, so that one sprays and kind of does the mopping part, where my little one is too light to actually mop, but it does a good job spraying, and my big one doesn't spray, but does a good job mopping, so I have to use the two.
Yeah, that Samsung one is pretty expensive, because they also have a...
Hit back, Gerald. See, it only shows $300 at Best Buy right now.
Where?
The third one, I swear that thing was like $800.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to see if it redirects him to Wish. Yeah, it says $299 through Best Buy.
It says $299. I don't know how that could be right. It's got to be an old system.
That's what it looks like.
It also they also like, have...
There it goes. Samsung Jet Mop. That looks like that same one.
It does, I guess. I don't see how it's that cheap. It doesn't say it's on sale either, does it? It doesn't say normally this or that. It's
no, it looks like the price. You got to buy the pads for it, too.
Yeah, I know.
They may be machine washable. That's the thing with the Roomba. I just throw them in the washer.
Because Samsung has this, they've got like, you know, the stick vacs. The cordless stick vacs?
Yeah.
They've got one of those that has like a self-dumping module in it, I believe. You like hook it, hang it on the thing, and it empties itself. If I remember right, that thing was like $900. Crazy expensive. Right there, yeah. Yeah, it was $800.
Yeah, $637.
Oh no, so that's for the whole. That's for the bundle.
Yeah.
Man, that price went way down. It's because nobody's buying it at that fucking price.
Right, it's too expensive. I mean, that's like the LG's got like a stick vac that's like $1,200.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, nobody's doing that. Gerald, what if you were gonna make? What's the next smart home thing you'd like to have?
Are you thinking? Or did you not hear the question?
You pass out.
No, probably okay? Plugs and bulbs.
Plugs and bulbs. Bulbs to me are the cheapest and the most impactful thing that you can add. Like when you start getting bulbs, you're like, I'm in control of this house.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. When you can say, turn the lights on or off.
Yep.
Now I did see a refrigerator. Which we don't drink coffee, but I saw a refrigerator that had a Keurig in it.
Yeah. Yeah, they make one that has one built in the door. That's pretty badass, too.
That's kind of neat.
But we do know I'm going to get one of those smart refrigerators and probably a smart microwave and stuff when we get a new house.
Yeah. The cool thing about the Keurig built into the refrigerator is you never have to refill the water. Right. It pulls from your water line. That's pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah, as somebody with a smart refrigerator, that's definitely not something you'll ever need or use.
I don't have a doubt in my mind. I still want one.
Yeah, I get that. See that little attachment? Is it GE that makes it? Yeah, yep. GE. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty badass.
That is neat.
Yeah.
Now they just need to make it so that there's a little place where you load the cups in, and every morning it just at a certain time, you can set a certain time, like 6 a.m., and it drops the cup in and shuts the thing down and makes the coffee. Yep. See, look at that. See, that is not simple enough for me. I need it to be easier.
Dan wants a clip. It loads his paws into.
Tell me it would be cool, though.
Yeah, it is.
You can set up for a week. Every Sunday, you load up 7 cups in there and this little magazine clip. And
yeah.
Every morning, you get up at 6:30 and your coffee's done.
It's cool. You always see those videos of people like using their smart home to turn on their coffee pot, but I'm like, you're like brewing. Like, there's not one that, like, I can turn my Keurig on, but I can't make it make coffee.
I'll tell you one thing I do want, Sam's. Did you see this Freestyle, the Samsung Freestyle?
No.
This basically super mobile projector. I want one of these.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
How much are they?
They're stupid expensive for what they are.
900.
Yeah. Ooh. But if you pre-order now, you get a free $50 case.
I mean, I don't hate that, but it's still $900. You pull it up next to anything so I can see how big it actually is. Do that top one with that room. Oh, that's not the same thing.
That is not the same thing.
How big is it? Like a right Coke there, can, or is it like a fucking?
No, it's small.
Oh, it's in a hand right there. Yeah. I saw it. Bigger than a Coke can, but
bigger than like a Coke can. It's like a coffee can.
Yeah, the bottom part of a 2-liter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I like cool. it. I do think they're coming out with a new tab too, a tab 8, I think. But that's what's cool about it is the adjustability of it.
It's way easier than screwing like little legs around.
Yeah. So I do like it, but yeah, that's it.
That's interesting. Well, that's gonna about do it for us, I think. We talked a lot about nothing.
We did.
Ooh, I like that thing.
Must be another Sunday.
I do have an update. Dan, I did watch Paper Tigers.
Did you watch Raging Fire?
No, I did not watch Raging Fire. I didn't have an issue with it.
Well, it sounds rent not it synced for $4, up. Dude. Jesus, don't be so cheap.
Yeah, if there ain't a demo, he ain't gonna watch it.
Did you like Paper Tigers?
Yeah, it was fun.
I liked Paper Tigers. I thought it had really good action scenes for what the movie was.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
then the one guy he was in one of the Scott Atkins movies, Undisputed 3, the black
which guy,
the black guy,
the main character. Oh, the black guy.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I watched Peacemaker. Peacemaker is good as hell. Gerald won't give it a chance because it's got John Cena in it, but
no, I'm gonna watch it because I'm.
It is goofy, crazy fun.
I'm gonna watch it because I've heard of mixed reviews on it.
It is fun. It's fun. It's fun, and you might like John Cena because he's playing a complete fucking idiot, more or less. Which is what you think he is anyway, so it should be fine. Right. But no, I really like Pacemaker. Peacemaker, I really do.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that's it. I think it's all the anything worth talking about that I watched. Oh, no. No, never mind. I already talked about that last week. Accident Man. I finally watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Yeah, that's it.
Anything else, Gerald?
No, I just wanted to let Dan know I watched that.
I gotta watch Raging Fire.
Head over to patreon.com/GameStitch if you want to support us over there. Find us on Twitter @game_Stitch, @HoffinShow, @ShirtlessDan, @PodcastRon. And that's it, yeah. 470. 30 away. 30 up, half a year away from 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It's a crazy number. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.